Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act be in union with the will of God for the praise and glory of His name, for the salvation of all souls, from Adam to the last. And for the divine will to descend upon our souls and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, sovereign queen of the divine will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Annibale Maria di Francio, pray for us. Again, welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Today we will begin a new volume. We will begin with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. I'm very excited about this book. And we are going to entrust to Saint Annibale Maria di Francio, the first apostle of the divine will. We are going to entrust him the reading of this volume. And we are going to ask him to intercede for all of us, to intercede for all people in the divine will, to intercede for our needs, for our spiritual needs, for our physical needs. We ask Saint Annibale Maria di Francio to intercede before God the Father, to intercede before God for us, that we may come to understand this divine science in a deeper way, that we may gain knowledge and understanding of what he calls the divine science. He who is the first apostle of the divine will, may he intercede for us. Let us ask him then to be with us as we read this Book of Heaven, volume 22, that the mission he worked for so hard during his life be also our mission, and that one day we may be able to see the face of our Maker, of our Heavenly Father. Let's begin this volume today. The first passage comes from June 1st, 1927, and the title is How Jesus Knows How to Make All Miracles Except for That of Separating from His Own Will. Sorrow because of the death of Father Di Francia, the good of one who puts the truths he has known into practice. Jesus allows her to see that blessed soul and speaks to her about him. This title tells us already what this passage is going to be about. Tells us that the Lord knows how to make all miracles except of separating his will. The passage tells us also the goods that one gains and acquires when we put the knowledge into practice. And also Jesus allows Luisa Picarreta to see the soul of Father Annibale di Francio. We will see this during this passage. Before we go into the actual text, I would like to make a comment that it is not enough to have the intellectual knowledge about the gift of the divine will. We have to put it into practice. And the way we put this divine science into practice is by taking the acts of Jesus and making those acts ours. In a simple way, Jesus, I take your act of praying and I pray with you. I make that act of praying mine. And I give it back to you for the good of all creatures. I give it back to you so that God the Father be glorified through this act. All the acts that Jesus did were to glorify God. And we can take those acts. We can make those acts ours. And we can give those acts back to God so that he can be glorified. So it is very important for us to put into practice what we come to understand. It is very important. Important for us to put into practice what we read. How do we do this? Through our acts. Father Annibale di Francio came to Learn this divine science, the divine will, from Luisa Picaretta. Luisa Picaretta had priests that they came and they learned the gift of living in the divine will from her. Father Aníbal Di Francio, he was a very influential person during the time of Luisa Picaretta. He founded several communities. He was born in Messina, Italy, July 5th, 1851, and he died in June 1st. Once he learned the gift of living in the divine will from Luisa Picaretta, he occupied himself to promote this spirituality. And since he was a very influential man, he was able to go before the Pope, Pope Pius X at that time. He presented the writings of Luisa Picaretta, among them the Hours of the Passion. And when the Pope read the Hours of the Passion, he said, "Father, we must kneel whenever we pray these hours, because it's Jesus speaking." So he occupied himself promoting these writings. He used his influence to promote this gift. At the end of his life, he was very sick. He also took care of Luisa Picaretta. During several years, he was the spiritual director of Luisa Picaretta. He really understood Luisa Picaretta because he knew the divine will. He embraced this spirituality. So Luisa Picaretta was really comfortable sharing all these things, all these visions that our Lord Jesus gave to her. So Father Aníbal Di Francio, our Lord Jesus in the Book of Heaven, calls him the first apostle. That's why we entrust to him the reading of this book, because this book, volume 22, begins June 1st, 1927, the day Father Aníbal Di Francio was taken into heaven. So that's a little background of Father Aníbal Di Francio. He's a saint now. Pope Benedict XVI placed his statue in the Vatican. It's the last statue being placed in the Vatican. Father Aníbal Di Francio, he is the patron saint of vocations. During his life, he cared about the orphans. He founded several communities, among them the Daughters of the Divine Seal. A man of compassion, a man of great love for the divine will. And Luisa Picaretta, during this passage, she experiences the sorrow of losing Father Aníbal Di Francio. Let's begin. Luisa Picaretta writes, "The privation of my sweet Jesus are becoming longer. I feel I cannot go on anymore. Oh, if it were conceded to me to take flight toward my celestial fatherland, in which there are no more separation from Jesus, how happy I will be to get out of the hard and dark prison of my body. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, how can you not want to have pity on me, on this poor sinner? How can it be you left me without even coming to visit me often in the dark prison I find myself in? Oh, Jesus, without you, how much more painful, more gloomy, more terrible my imprisonment becomes, in which you put me, telling me that I should remain in it for love of you, and to do your will, but what, you will not leave me alone. You will keep me company, and now everything is over. I do not have your smile that cheers me. I do not have your word that breaks my long silence, your company that interrupts my loneliness. I am alone, in prison, and bound by you in this prison. And then, as the fulfillment, you have left me. Jesus, Jesus, I did not expect this from you." Luisa Picaretta is lamenting. The word lamentare in Italian meaning to pour one's heart out. She is lamenting that Jesus is not visiting her as often as he used to do. We see that in Book 21, the last time Jesus visited Luisa Picaretta was May 26. So, several days since our Lord hasn't come to visit Luisa Picaretta, and she feels this absence of not having our Lord, of not having these visions, not having our Lord talking to her. So she complains in a way, she laments, she's putting out all her sorrow. She is putting out all that is in her heart. Kind of like what the psalmist in the Psalms, we see that there are different psalms. There are psalms of thanksgiving, of praise, psalms of sorrow. The psalmist is expressing what is in the heart. So if you go through the Psalms, we will see that it's an expression of the human heart. And this is what Luisa Picaretta is doing. She's expressing her sorrow. She is lamenting that she doesn't have these visions, these visitations from our Lord. Our Lord often comes to Luisa Picaretta and tells her why he's not visiting her. And we will see as we continue this passage. But while I was putting out my intense sorrow, our Lord Jesus came out from within my interior and embracing me in order to sustain me. For I had no more strength, he told me, my daughter, courage. I do not leave you. On the contrary, you must know that your Jesus knows how to make and can make all miracles except for the miracle of separating from my own will. If my divine will is in you, how can I leave you? And if I did so, I will be Jesus without life. Rather, it is the endless of my fiat that hides me. And while you feel its life, you do not see me. You do not see your Jesus who is inside of you. Our Lord is telling, I'm inside of you. This is what St. Augustine often says in the famous Confessions, that he, our Lord, is closer to us than we are closer to ourselves. Our Lord really lives in us, and we become really the temple and the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity when we are baptized. The Holy Spirit descends, and we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. We are filled with the light and the life of God. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, God the Father is, Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, is. In baptism, the Holy Spirit is the one who operates, who sanctifies us, who makes us holy temples of the living God. So this is what our Lord Jesus is saying to Luisa Picaretta. I didn't leave you. I'm inside of you. Then I was feeling very afflicted, not only because of the privations of my sweet Jesus, but also because I had received the unexpected news of the death of Reverend Father de Francia. He was the only one left to me, to whom I could open my soul. How well he understood me. It was to a saint that I would entrust myself, who had very much comprehended all the value of what Jesus had told me about the divine will. He had so much interest in that. With insistence, he had taken all the writings with himself in order to publish them. So I was thinking to myself, after Jesus allowed that he would take the writings with himself, to my great sacrifice, because I did not want it. And only because he was a saint, I had to surrender. And now Jesus has taken him to heaven. I felt I myself being tortured because of the pain. But fiat, fiat, fiat. Everything ends down here. I pour out in tears, commending to Jesus that blessed soul who had so much suffered and worked for him. And while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me. Before we move into what our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta, we see that she is lamenting that Father Aníbal de Francio passed, that he died. As I mentioned before, Father Aníbal de Francio was the spiritual director of Luisa Picaretta for several years. He occupied himself with promoting these writings. He loved very much the divine will. He took these writings to promote them, to publish them. And this is what Luisa Picaretta is talking about, that Luisa Picaretta, living in Corato. She gave these writings to Father Aníbal Di Francio, who was in Messina, and she feels great pain because these revelations, they are very personal. Remember that Luisa Picaretta experienced the mystical marriage with our Lord. These are very, very personal writings, and these are very, very personal dialogues between Jesus and Luisa Picaretta, and she feels sometimes embarrassed. She doesn't want this to be published, but our Lord says, you must do this so that others will come to know how to live in this great gift. So she receives the news that Father Aníbal Di Francio has passed. She bursts out into tears. She laments that now he is gone, that the priest who directed her for several years, who understood her well because he loved the divine will and he did everything he could to promote this great gift, now he passed. And our Lord says the following to Luisa Picaretta, my daughter, courage. You must know that everything which that soul so dear to me has done, all the knowledge he has known about my will, have caused him to enclose as much light within his soul, so each additional knowledge is a greater light that he possesses. And each knowledge places a distinct light in the soul, one more beautiful than the other, together with the sea of the distinct happiness which each light contains. In fact, in anything good that the soul can know with her will of putting it into practice within herself, she remains in possession of the good she knows. But if she does not have the will to put the knowledge she acquires into practice, it happens as when someone touches a flower or washes herself once with very fresh water. In that act, he will feel the fragrance of the flower or the refreshment of the fresh water. But since he does not possess the flower nor the fount of fresh water, little by little the fragrance will vanish as well as the good of the freshness of that water. And he will find himself empty of that fragrance and without the freshness he had enjoyed. Very important passage. Our Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta, courage, don't worry. And it's the same thing that he tells us to all of us who come to know this gift. He's telling us, courage, because each additional knowledge, each additional truth about these writings give light to the soul. But you must put into practice what you learned. Our Lord says that one light is more beautiful than the other. That's why it's so important to read the Book of Heaven and to put what we learned into practice. Because the Lord says, if not, a little by little, this light will vanish. And he gives us this example of the freshness of the flower and the fragrance. A little by little, he tells, is gone. So our Lord tries to console Luisa Picaretta and says, look, every additional knowledge that Father Aníbal Di Francio gained while he was here, it was a new light and one more beautiful than the other. And since he occupied himself with promoting this gift and he put into practice what he learned, his soul is so full of light now. And it's the same for all of us. When we come to read the Book of Heaven, when we gain knowledge and understanding and put that into practice through our acts, we gain one light more beautiful than the other for our soul. If we don't put it into practice, the Lord says, a little by little, that fragrance, that light we gain will be lost. So we don't want that. We want the light of the divine will to expand our souls, to increase. So how do we do that? By putting what we learned into practice through our acts. Such is the knowledge when one has the good of knowing them but does not put them into practice. Now, that soul had all the will to practice them, referring to the soul of Father Aníbal de Francia. He had all the will, all the intention to practice everything he learned from Luisa Picarreta and about the divine will, so much so that in seeing the great good he felt, he wanted to make them known to others. He was very diligent about promoting the divine will. He wanted to publish everything that Luisa Picarreta wrote, and he went before the Pope. He used his influence to promote this gift, and he put into practice what he learned. And this is what we are called to a little by little promote the divine will through means like this, through this program, by sharing this program with others, by sharing the gift of the divine will with others, with our loved ones and everybody. Not imposing this gift, but just letting them know that this gift is available. And also by doing all our acts in union with the acts of Jesus. In volume 11, our Lord says to Luisa Picarreta, "Take all my acts and make them yours." In the last book that we finish, Volume 21, our Lord tells us, "Let me do in you, let me put the fullness of all goods in you. Let me put this gift in you," he says. "Make room so you may be able to possess this gift. Make room, let me do, and let my will reign in you. Let my divine will reign in every single act that you do, so that it will be a perfect act, so that it will not be an empty act, but it will be an act that will glorify God the Father." So the Lord talks about Father Aníbal de Francia as one who really applied himself for this mission. And this is what we are called to do too, to do everything we can for the divine will, because it's the greatest, the most sublime mission that our Lord can give us. So he applied himself by publishing the writings, so as long as he remained on earth, his body more than walled up that light, protected that light. That's what he's saying, our Lord is saying, that while Father Aníbal de Francia was here, that light that he gained was inside of him, and that the body served as a wall to protect that divine life. But as soon as his soul went out of the prison of his body, he found himself invested with the light he possessed. And as the many seeds of happiness he possessed develop, which are the effects of the knowledge about my divine will, he began to feel the beginning of the life of the true Beatitudes. And diving into the eternal light of his Creator, he found himself in the celestial fatherland, in which he will continue his mission about my will, assisting everything himself from heaven. What a beautiful passage. What a great passage of hope and message that our Lord is giving to all of us, that we know the divine will. He says about Father Aníbal de Francia, "He will continue his mission about my will, assisting everything himself from heaven." Let us ask Father Aníbal de Francia to assist us. Let us thank God the Father for the life of Father Aníbal de Francia, for this beautiful soul who really understood the divine will and who applied his life for the promotion of this gift. Let us thank God. Let us ask Father Aníbal de Francia to intercede for all of us, that we may come to the knowledge and understanding of this great science, that he may assist us in our own mission. If you knew the great difference in glory, in beauty, in happiness, which exists between one who, upon dying, brings light from the earth, together with the seeds of many happiness, and one who only receives it from his Creator. There is such distance as to surpass the distance between heaven and earth. Oh, if mortals knew the great good they acquire by knowing a true good, a truth, and by making it their own blood in order to absorb it in their own lives, they will compete among themselves, they will forget about everything in order to know the one truth, and will lay down their lives to put this knowledge into practice. This is what Father Aníbal de Francia did. He came to the understanding of this spirituality. He applied himself, he committed himself for the promotion of this gift. And the Lord says, the difference of the soul who knows this gift here on earth and the one who knows this gift when dies is, he says, the distance is so great that surpasses the distance between heaven and earth. And this is the mission also for all of us who come to know this gift, that this is the promise that this will be our new mission in heaven, to pray for the divine will to come and reign on earth. That we will continue our mission in heaven. It will be a very special mission, assisting everything so that this knowledge can be expanded here on earth, so that the kingdom of the divine will may be known and may find its way in every single soul. So this is what Father Aníbal de Francia, this is what Father Robert Young, our dear Father Robert Young, is doing also for us. He's interceding for us. He's continuing his mission, and all his spiritual children, all of us who are the spiritual children of Father Robert Young too, he's assisting us. So we should ask him also to pray for us. In a special way, let us ask Father Aníbal de Francia to pray for us, to intercede for us in our spiritual needs. While Jesus was saying this, I saw the blessed soul of Father before me, near my bed, invested with light, suspended from the earth, fixing on me, but without telling me a word. I felt mute before him, and Jesus told me, look at him, how transformed he is. My will is light, and has transformed that soul into light. It is beautiful and has given him all the shapes of perfect beauty. It is holy and he has been sanctified. My will possesses all science, and his soul has been invested by my divine science. Our Lord shows Luisa Picarreta the soul of Father Aníbal de Francia, and she sees Father Aníbal de Francia so full of light. And our Lord says, my divine will is light, is sanctity. This is what we say in the Creed, light from light, God from God, true God from true God. The Lord says something very important here. It says that the divine will has all the science, possesses all the science. That's why Adam possessed complete knowledge of all science, because he possessed the gift of the divine will before he disobeyed God. That's why God gave him full possession and dominion of all creation, because he knew that he had the knowledge of all science to name plants and animals and all creation. The divine will possesses the science, all science. Our Lord Jesus lets Luisa Picarreta see the soul of Father Aníbal de Francia so full of light. And this light represents the knowledge and the acts done in divine will. The knowledge acquired about the divine will and the acts done in the divine will. One act is more beautiful than the other, our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta. There is nothing which my will has not given to him, referring to Father Aníbal de Francia. Oh, if all understood what divine will means, they will put everything aside, they will care about doing nothing else, and their whole commitment will be to do my will alone. The Lord says this very clear. If we knew what divine will means, we will leave everything aside. We will commit ourselves completely to the Lord, as Father Aníbal de Francia did to promote this and to, first of all, to understand it. First of all, to understand this divine science and then to promote it. Our Lord says, if we really understood this spirituality, we will be competing with each other. We will be competing among each other to become saints. Because the divine will is the fullness of all goods. This is how he describes the divine will in volume 21. The fullness of all goods. If we knew that the divine will is the fullness of all goods, we will commit ourselves to do his divine will alone. This is what we are called to do. To commit ourselves entirely to this mission to promote this gift. But first of all, we have to educate ourselves. We have to fill our souls with the knowledge and the understanding. We have to let our Lord fill us with his life so that we can share it with others. Because one cannot give what one cannot have. So this is basic. That's why many people, even priests, they don't promote the divine will because they don't know it. If they knew this gift, the Lord says, we will be competing among each other just to become saints, to promote this gift. So this is what we are called to do, to fill ourselves with the knowledge and then to promote it. And we see how beautiful the Lord shows Luisa Picarreta, the soul of Father Aníbal de Francia. And this is the same thing that happens to all the souls who promote the divine will. After this, I was thinking to myself, but why did Blessed Jesus not concur in making a miracle for Father de Francia? And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, in redemption, the Queen of Heaven did not make any miracle because her condition did not permit that she will give life to the dead or health to the sick. In fact, since her will was that of God himself, wherever her God wanted, indeed she wanted, indeed as well. Nor did she possess another will to ask God for miracles and healings, because she never gave life to her human will. And in order to ask for miracles from this divine will, she should have used her own, which she did not want to do so because it would have meant descending into the human order. Our Lord says that Our Lady, she possessed the gift of the divine will since the moment of her conception, and yet she didn't perform any miracle. And we see this in the wedding of Cana. She didn't perform a miracle. She intercede, and she said, do whatever he tells you to do. And this is what the Blessed Mother does. She points us to Christ, and she tells each one of us, do what he tells you to do. And what our Lord wants us to do is to do the will of the Father. Through these writings of Luisa Picarreta, we come to know how to practice this divine science. But the Sovereign Queen never wanted to take one step outside of the divine order, and one who is in the divine will must want to do what his Creator wants. More so, with the life and light of this divine will, the Blessed Mother could see what and whatever her Creator wanted and did was the best, the most perfect thing, the holiest, also for creatures. So how could she descend from the high of the divine order? This is why she only made the great miracle which enclosed all miracles, redemption, wanted by the same will by which she was animated. She brought universal good and to whomever wants it, while in life, she made no visible miracles, neither of healing or raising the dead. The great celestial mother made and does make miracles at each moment, at every hour and every day, because as souls dispose themselves and repent, giving herself the disposition for repentance, she bilocates her Jesus, the fruit of her womb, and gives him to each one as confirmation of her great miracle, which God wanted this celestial creature to make. The miracles which God himself wants to be made without mixing of human will, are perennial miracles, because they start from the divine fount, which is never exhausted and is enough to want them in order to receive them. What our Lord is saying is that the Blessed Mother never makes miracles, but yet she possesses in herself the great miracle. She said yes, and the great miracle of possessing the divine will. And her task is to create the dispositions in the souls, and when the souls repent, the Lord says she's able to bilocate her Jesus in each one of the souls. In the same way that Jesus bilocates in the Holy Eucharist, in every host that is consecrated around the world, in every single Mass, our Lord Jesus is able to bilocate in every single soul. When the soul is repented, when the soul gives room to Him. And this is what He tells us in Volume 21. The great message of Volume 21 is, let me do, let my divine will reign in you. So the Blessed Mother wants to bilocate her Jesus in our hearts, because this is what is in the heart of Mary, Jesus, the divine will. And she wants to bilocate that same love, that same divine will in our souls. And it happens when we repent, when we are in the state of grace, when we submit to His will. And the Blessed Mother, she offers the fruit of her womb, which heals us, elevates us to the divine. The fruit of her womb is Jesus, the Eucharist. Contrary to what Eve did in the garden, she offered the fruit of the tree, of the forbidden tree, and that fruit infected us of all the spiritual illness. It makes us descend, but the Blessed Mother is undoing what Eve did. She's offering us not the fruit of the tree, she's offering us the fruit of her womb, the Eucharist, to make us holy. This fruit of her womb, Jesus Himself, the Eucharist, heals us, sanctifies us, heals our wounds and makes us holy, fills us with His grace and elevates us to the divine. Now your conditions hold hands with those of the incomparable Queen of Heaven. This is why in the Hail Mary we say at the end, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death, because she prays for us always. This is her mission, to bring us to Jesus. And in the first part we say, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. She offers us not herself, but she offers us the fruit of her womb, Jesus Himself. That's why the Hail Mary is so powerful and is a great weapon against the evil one, because through the fruit of her womb, the world will be sanctified, the world will be made holy. We will be healed through the Eucharist. That's why it is important that whenever we pray the Rosary, we immerse ourselves in the divine will, and we do this in the divine will so that it can extend all the benefits, so all the effects can be multiplied, and the Blessed Mother will be able to multiply the effects of grace to all the human race, to all generations. That's why it is so important not to leave these devotions aside, but to incorporate this as we grow in the knowledge and understanding of the divine will, and to pray this with the intention to do these acts in the will of God. Having to do form the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat, you must want but what the divine will wants and does, and your will must have no life, even if it seems to you that you might be doing some good to creatures. We must want what the Lord wants. And just as the Blessed Mother did not want to make any other miracle but the one of giving her Jesus to creatures, again, the fruit of her womb, the same for you. The miracle which the divine will wants you to make is that of giving my will to creatures and of making it known in order to let it reign. This is the greatest miracle that He wants us to perform, to make this known, to give it to other creatures. And how blessed are we to be able to carry this message to others, of making this divine message known to all the people. With this miracle, you will do more than anything. You will place the salvation, the sanctity, the nobility of creatures in safety, and will also banish their corporal maladies, because by the fact that my divine will does not reign, not only this, but you will place a divine will in safety in the midst of creatures and will give back to it all the glory and the honor which human ingratitude has taken away from it. By making this gift known to others, our Lord says, we are placing at the disposition of creatures the nobility, the sanctity that is needed for our times during this time of great rebellion, of great immorality, and during this time that the creature rebels against the law of God, imposing human law upon divine law, and trying to create a society without God. The Lord says that even by making this message known, those who embrace this spirituality will even experience the effects in their corporal maladies, that we can even be healed physically, our Lord says, not only spiritually, but also physically, if we really dispose ourselves. This is what the Book of Heaven says. So God the Father wants to be correspond. His love wants to be satisfied, wants to be corresponded from the creatures, and the creatures, by being ungrateful, we offend God. So through this gift, we can give to God all the love that is due to Him from all generations. This is why I did not allow that you will make the miracle of healing Father Aníbal de Francio, but you made for him the great miracle of letting him know my will, and he left the earth with the possession of it, and how he enjoys in the sea of light of the divine will, and this is more than anything. Our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, you make for Father Aníbal de Francio the greatest miracle that you could make for him. More than healing him, you gave him the greatest gift, which is the knowledge of the divine will, and this is what we have received. Our Lord tells us this is a great miracle that we come to know this gift, and it is a great act of mercy from God the Father to give us this gift in our times, and we are really blessed, all those who have come to know this gift and who have embraced this gift. We are so blessed because it is the good of all goods. So let us give thanks to the Lord. Let us consider ourselves blessed indeed to be able to have this gift in us, to have the knowledge of this gift, and let us ask Him to help us understand this gift, that through the intercession of Father Aníbal de Francio, the first apostle of the divine will, we may be able to gain knowledge, understanding, and love for the divine will, this divine science. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen. Mary, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. San Aníbal de Francio, pray for us.